The haunt. You cannot hunt the haunt. The haunt hunts you. It sees you now, as I speak. As I speak, it lurks. It waits. It stops. It waits. You forget that it is there. You look away. It looks inside. It has been inside your house while you were away, and it didn't feed your fish. It opened your fridge and ate a nectarine, an unripe nectarine, and spat it out, leaving you one unripened nectarine and one unopened fridge. It left minutes before you came home, casually, and it is still waiting for you to come home. You are home, you say, but a house without a haunt is no home. Trees do not always make a forest. Your house is a potato without salt. No one has ever eaten a potato without salt. You're not home. You're a tourist, a rookie, a day trip with short sandals and a belt tucking in a plaid shirt that tells us you don't have a favorite color. Your legs are white as your socks. You're not home in Hawaii. In Hawaii, it rains. You have sunscreen on. It is sunny and it is dark on the same day, the day that clouds the ripening sun from the nectarine sitting in the darkness of your cold, unopened fridge. The clouds move. The mist remains. A door opens. You have stood on this road every day for a year and never seen the moon through the clouds, but today? Is there any other day? Today? Tonight? The moon moves through the clouds. Today you see the moon in the clouds. You see the moon's light in the monstrous, misty rainbow before you. And now the moonlit mist is in you, instantly, forever. The magical Molokai moonbow. The most memorable moving moment Mitch has ever met is much too much more than enough. It is the cherry on the sprinkles on the icing on the cake which followed a free dinner and a perfectly full day. It is too much for these two eyes to bear. It dumbfounded, dumb lost, dumb won, dumb dominated, a damp, dimless dimwit dead in his tracks, born on the road, as if the whole strange, beautiful world had just smiled in his direction and asked him if he wanted something to drink. He couldn't think of an answer, so he borrowed a phrase from a friend who speaks more eloquently than he on matters like these, on unforgettably sweet things like perfectly ripe nectarines. Quote, "Its beauty will haunt me for the rest of my days." Unquote. Did you say that it will haunt you? Welcome home.